Decades-old emergency call systems nationwide are struggling to keep up with technological changes and find funding sources. As Arkansas works to revamp its 911 system, one family is suing the city of Little Rock after help didn't arrive.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I'm falling in the water. I'm falling in the river.
Okay, ma'am, hold on. Where are you at?
Yingle Yi, a 39-year-old nurse, was driving her 5-year-old son, Li Yang, to school on a cold January day in 2013. Her Ford Expedition slid on black ice, veered off the road, and dropped down a hill into a retaining pond east of Rushmore Avenue in Little Rock. She called 911 on her cell phone. A Little Rock call taker took down her location and told her help was on the way. Li then got a call from Brandy Johnson at the city's EMS, who guided her to unbuckle her seatbelt and open a door or window to climb out.
Where's the ambulance and about the people?
They're all on their way. Are you able to climb out of the car and get on the roof?
No, I can't.
Yi was on the phone for 13 and a half minutes before water rose from beneath her seat to fill the vehicle. An ambulance had set out minutes after her 911 call but got lost. When the ambulance arrived, Yi's car was underwater. Fire and police rescuers were still needed but hadn't been contacted by 911.
Oh, you do have it in, though. Right. Do you have rescue going?
Well, I don't have a rescue call for it. I'm trying to find the police call.
Oh, we need rescue. They're still stuck in the water and the water is filling the vehicle.
Yi was pulled out of her vehicle 50 minutes after calling 911 and did not survive. Her son was rescued, but too late. He passed away this year because of injuries from the accident. Carter Stein is an attorney representing Yi's estate. He says her call taker, Candace Middleton, previously held a 911 job in Benton but lost it for performance issues. Stein says Little Rock shouldn't have hired her, but the city was desperate for staff.
Throughout her training, it appeared that it was not going well. She had been reprimanded after she had been released from the training program to work on her own.
Stein says Little Rock's call center had a 20% vacancy rate after years of high turnover. Positions there paid $27,000 a year, less than the $42,000 maximum allotted by the city. Low wages at Arkansas call centers may be a consequence of asking cash-strapped counties to fund them, says Scott Perkins with the Arkansas Association of Counties. He says retention problems are also rooted in stress.
Dispatchers have no idea what's on the other end of that line when it rings, and also understand that one accident might spark 40 calls to a call center. And so you've got a very high volume of communications. Some of these communications and dispatches could be very stressful situations.
Attorney Carter Stein says beyond staffing and training issues, Little Rock's 911 computer system also had a backlog of unentered addresses.
The system rejected the address as one not in the city, which meant she had to manually override it, and she had to assign the nearest police and fire units. It required her to make additional steps. That should have never happened.
A group of 911 officials and lawmakers have been trying to address problems with the state system. A January report by the state's Blue Ribbon Committee found a lack of central oversight, varying computer and technology systems, and funding problems related to a decline in landline phone use. David Maxwell is on the committee and directs Arkansas's Department of Emergency Management.
911 is completely decentralized, and so there's no state entity that really is a repository of what's going on out there.
Arkansas established its 911 system in 1985 with state-level responsibility for maintaining funding. Maxwell says legislation is needed to restructure funding and oversight. He says the goal is uniform systems statewide that can keep up with texts and videos. The city of Little Rock is awaiting a consultant's report on issues at its 911 call center due at the end of the month. City officials have declined to comment on the matter and the death of Yi and her son. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.